BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday Scott Mills Daily. On today's show, more on when Chris met Robert Downey Jr. Just a few things that we've noticed and you've noticed from the comments you posted beneath the video over the weekend. Also, Chris Smith off of the news is looking incredible after his holiday. I'm a little bit suspicious. A new advert in America for a shipping service that'll make you lol for a Monday. And Hannah, our TV reviewer, reviews another TV show. Well, coming up...
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, how are you? This is Mills, Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Back in our lovely home in the afternoon. Good fun last week, though.
It was really good, wasn't it?
I did wake up with a start at 5 o'clock, like, ah, supposed to be somewhere. No, I'm not. It's all fine.
And this morning, it felt like a lie-in, even though it wasn't really, was it?
No.
But it felt like it.
It kind of relatively was, yeah.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sue is listening, just tweeted me, while attempting some uni work. Emily Jane is listening in the library. She's got deadline fear. Wonder if that's one of the libraries where you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
We discussed this before. Some libraries now have quiet zones, a bit like a train. And then, like, some of you just go crazy in there.
No, I still don't believe this is quite... You quite master this. Libraries are still quiet.
We had someone on saying that you can go... If you're in, like, the green zone or whatever it was, you could go mental in there.
Well, I still, until I see a video, I'm not convinced.
Anyway, Emily Jane. And also, Bethany is cleaning her whole house. I did that yesterday because it was, like... 10 degrees. I bet you had a barbecue.
I had a barbecue.
Of course you did. Did you get the shorts on?
I did. Yeah. And then when the sun went behind the clouds...
Got a bit cold?
Got cold.
Yeah, 9 degrees.
But we still sat outside and we used words like... Someone that I was with, actually, when we were having this barbecue, actually went, it's not cold, it's fresh.
Yeah.
And I was like, go on, then I'll buy into that as well. And we stayed out there another hour.
And then you realise it's actually freezing cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good work on the barbecue. I actually have really hurt my back because I did the... I cleaned a window. For the first time ever yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it the first time that you've cleaned your house probably ever
No, but I have actually really like pulled something by cleaning windows yesterday.
How?
I won't do that again.
How have you done that?
I don't know. I just twisted it.
I can't imagine you up a ladder.
They were at ground level.
Right, okay.
I sent someone else up the ladder.
Of course you did.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Hello.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Like the ceiling can hold up.
Some people are disappointed in me that I've now changed my pronunciation to Macklemore. Well, he does say it in the song, so I'm seeing as that's him.
What is the correct way?
Macklemore, he just sang it.
Because there was this massive debate I heard in the office not too long ago.
Emails were flying back and forth, it went top level.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like, subject, Macklemore/Macklemore. And that, like, loads of people saying it differently. But he sings it in that, so that's what I'm going with.
Right.
That is Macklemore and Can't Hold Us. It's my big thing this week. Amazing sound. Good choice. Joe in London. It's my jam, says Hayley in Leeds. What a tune. Callum at work in Norfolk likes it as well. And Sean from Chichester says, are you feeling okay? That's another good big thing. All right. Can't Hold Us. It's out on the 20th of May and we're playing it for you every day this week. Nathan, who's revising in London, says that Macklemore played at his uni in September when no one knew him. Now he's huge.
Mm.
I like it when unis do that. I remember I was playing, I think it was a gig in Leicester, a uni gig in Leicester, and they booked Katy Perry.
Like, how did they get that?
Well, because like she hadn't had a number one song yet, and then I Kissed a Girl came out, and it went crazy, but I think she still had to play the gig.
Really?
Like, that wouldn't happen, would it? You wouldn't get Katy Perry at a student union.
Oh, that's amazing. So when there's a little bit of a crossover,
yeah.
Like early booking.
Exactly. So they did really well there. They booked quite early.
Yeah.
That song comes out, boom.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I understand you were entertaining some young farmers at the weekend.
I was indeed, yeah.
They love it, don't they?
It was great fun. It was my first time ever going to, like, a spring fling, as it's called.
Was it?
It was a right laugh.
I like young farmers.
Is a quote.
The amount of people who listen to Radio 1 while on their tractors, while spreading muck.
Yeah.
I mean, probably at least 20% of our audience are listening with a cow right now, I reckon.
You see, that's mad because when I see the odd text come in from someone saying, I'm on my tractor listening, I kind of think that's an isolated event.
Yes.
But it's not. There's loads.
They're definitely on. Hello, young farmers. Did they flick beer on you? That's a sign of affection, I got told.
Oh, they were lobbing loads of beer at me. I thought it was an insult.
No, no, no. That's what they do. If they flick beer at you and it kind of goes all over you, young farmers, that's them saying they like you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like to make it sound like a different different country or something. Like,
that's what they do over there. Yeah, no, the beer's fine. Did you really think they wanted you to get off?
It was a really good night. I really enjoyed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, so Chris, what are people saying about the Robert Downey Jr. interview over the weekend? I've been looking at some of the comments online under the video, which are always... always entertaining, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to have a good time with Loving the Trolls when we next do that, I think. Yeah. But there's a lot of people sort of cringing.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who aren't sure whether I was asking the right questions throughout.
Which, no, really?
Again, I think it's very fair.
Yeah. Did anyone say anything to you? Maybe some young farmers over the weekend? Some of your mates at the barbecue last night?
They were just... I mean, a lot of them were confused as to... kind of where I was going with the interview throughout.
Yes.
Like why I didn't ask maybe more about the film or...
If you missed Friday's Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we sent Chris on another interview, another errand to interview a Hollywood star after the Mila Kunis one. It was Robert Downey Jr. He didn't know that until he walked in. It could have been one of six Hollywood actors or actresses. Bit tired. It was very early in the morning. Not much sleep.
Taking a bang to the head as well, just on the way in.
He did suffer a blow to the head just before the interview. And if you haven't heard it, this is what happened. Here's his opening gambit.
Robert Downey Jr., hello.
Hey.
You have to excuse my nerves. I've only ever done this once before.
You're doing great.
And, really?
Yeah, already.
Okay. But, yeah, last time I did it, I just got very nervous I asked the lady I was interviewing out for Nando's. It was all a bit of a shambles, but anyway.
Polite laugh.
I saw Iron Man 3 and really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
And I'm sure you get asked like a million times, but when you're in the suit, are you naked in the suit?
Yeah. Which was...
I'm having to hold on to something again already.
Yeah. It's one of those where at the time it seemed like the right question to ask, but I've since found out not many people think that he would have been asked that a million times.
Yeah, but no. Does he really get asked that a million times?
If he's naked in a suit or not? I didn't really think he gave much of a comprehensive answer to it.
I think that he did open up a little, though. It started to go a little bit better at this point.
Like, with girls and stuff, has anyone ever turned you down? Because it must be amazing being you.
You know what? You'd think it should be very amazing being me. I'm the type of guy who likes to be in a committed relationship. So I've totally blown the opportunities I would have.
I just think if you were out with me and my mates,
I'd be a magnet.
You'd help us.
We'd be rolling in it.
As a group, you would make us instantly better because as part of our group, there'd be Iron Man in our group and it would just be Tony Stark and it would just be, you know, the ultimate sort of lad as part of a...
I'd like to help. You missed me by about 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should have caught me between marriages.
If you, is that really?
Yeah, I had some fun then for a minute.
I like him.
He is a legend, isn't he?
It's like, sorry, I can't help you.
It did seem like I was requesting help for you right now.
I can't help you there, sorry, 20 years ago.
It would have been amazing if he'd just gone, do you know what? Go on then, like, I'll come to Kavos with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know, that would have been ideal, wouldn't
and
it?
And I think in an ideal world, that's what I would have liked to hear from him.
You and...
But he's not that keen, I don't think.
You and Downey Jr. on the EasyJet. 5:55, Gatwick North.
But imagine that on the back of your shirt. You go out, me and my mates, you'd have Chango the Beast, Sir Dosser, Iron Man.
Did I tell you he was on my flight to Kavos last year?
Who?
Pamela Anderson. Yes, on the early morning EasyJet flight.
Really?
That didn't go well on the bus. Even though she did have the speedy boarding, you still had the blokes all on stag weekends going, Pammy! Can you imagine?
Where were you going?
And other things they were shouting too.
Where were you going?
Corfu.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think she was actually going to Kavos. Well, she might have been, I don't know. The thing is with this, he keeps saying odd things and you don't really know how to come back to it. So then you whip out the emergency question.
I don't know why I have three names. I didn't used to have so many.
Yeah. Do you like coming to the UK?
Was that one of the ones that the listeners suggested?
Yeah, it was one of those generic ones that could have been for any one of them.
Do you know what mine is? If it's really going badly with a music star, I whip out my emergency question, which is... You've always got to have one on standby. Mine is, so tell me more about the album.
Yeah, you can look out for that. I think that's used by every Radio 1 DJ, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I like this as well. Listen to this.
I heard your British accent with Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, I actually thought you were British until I saw Iron Man 3 and I did a bit.
Okay, so you thought he was British and then you say...
I'm just quite in awe of, you.
You're
a big
down a
hero
bit.
Of mine. And
I really appreciate that, man.
And I really appreciate you... You talking to me.
Well, so he's a big hero of yours, but you didn't realise that he wasn't British.
I see what you mean.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was all a bit of a blur, the whole thing.
I think you did really well, because you were clearly nervous.
Yeah, and it's a very odd environment. I don't know much about films it is. I can't tell you much about his career or anything like that. When faced with him, all I could do was talk about the stuff I know.
Yeah.
And I did.
I like this. John says, your interviews are like the speech from The Hangover, and I know exactly what you mean.
BBC Radio 1.
You know my TV reviewer? Now, earlier with Sarah Cox, I think I called her a weird, under-the-radar TV reviewer. I didn't mean that. She just tweeted me going, oh, thanks a lot, mind. What I meant was that you're the reviewer, Hannah, of my weird, under-the-radar TV. If you were listening to The Breakfast Show last week, I did recommend some good ones that you might have just flicked past before, you know, thinking, well, I don't really want to watch Storage Hunters or Married to Jonas.
And she gives quite an incredible insight as well, doesn't she? She's got a way with words.
So I'm making Hannah watch these shows as kind of like our TV correspondent from the West Country. We did it last week. Didn't have time on Friday because Will I Am talked a lot. A song that I love next because I have the music taste of an 11-year-old girl. Let's not forget that. I'm so excited to play this. You know how much I love Demi Lovato, right?
Who is Demi Lovato again? Remind me.
She was in Camp Rock, obviously.
Yeah.
No, did that pass you by?
Never heard of it.
She like did loads of stuff with the Jonas Brothers, American X Factor. You might have seen her on that, on the judging panel.
Right.
No?
And she's a singer as well, then.
She's a singer.
Not just an actress.
No, singer, actress. She's got it all. Multi-talented.
She's a thespian.
Loosely, yes.
Yep.
And okay, she's coming next with her song Heart Attack. It's awesome.
You love her, don't you?
I do a lot, yes. Right, there's this video that's gone viral for a bit of a Monday lull. You may have seen this, but it's the first time I've seen this today. It's an advert in America for this huge store in the US that sells pretty much everything. You know those massive hypermarkets they have in America, and you can buy absolutely anything, and they're like the size of 3 football fields.
Yeah.
Well, this shop, they've just got into deliveries for the first time. So they will send your stuff anywhere. So you can buy it online, like a lot of shops do, and they will ship it to you. That's ship it to you, the customer.
Okay, yeah? Right.
And this advert is to primarily promote their new shipping service, which they do. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
Ship my pants.
Okay, good.
Right here? You can ship your pants right here. You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
What? Isn't that good?
Right.
Everyone's
so
doing it.
So this is for the shipping company.
That's right.
Oh, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
It's so convenient.
Right.
Isn't it? Send them anywhere all over the US. Mm. They will ship it to you for free.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my pants.
And doesn't he sound happy about it?
Yeah.
A pants or a trousers in America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm if I was in America...
Ship my pants.
I'd be doing exactly the same.
And this has had loads of views, is it?
15 million.
Wow.
I just wonder if anyone has seen it or not. Yes, Demi Lovato.
Break a sweat for the other guys. When you come around, I get paralyzed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Hannah.
You're right.
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Hannah was on our show last week, every morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, reviewing some of these slightly weird TV shows that I like to fill my time with. We didn't speak to you on Friday because Will I Am talked a lot, Hannah.
Do you know what? I was gutted.
Were you?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, Will I Am talks more than I do.
He actually does, and that I didn't think that was possible, but he does.
It is possible, but it's fine. I'm glad that you've had me back today, though. Thank you.
Did you feel a little bit wounded when we didn't call you? Because it was very busy on Friday. Loads was going on.
Well, yeah, no, it was fine. time because your producer Cara is so lovely that she sort of like consoled me about it, so it's fine.
Were you sobbing?
I wasn't quite sobbing. I went and had a really good night out on Friday night, so that made
again.
It.
That's three
again,
nights.
I went to Nottingham on Friday night.
God, you get about, don't you, love?
I do love. I blatantly do.
You blatantly do. Going and also, what are you doing straight out of the West Country, please?
Pardon?
Why are you going away from the West Country?
Well, my friend goes to uni in Nottingham, and she just rang me, and she was like, "Do you fancy a night out?"
Well, that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, it was a really good night, but the only thing was, everyone just kept asking me to do my catchphrase.
What?
What do you mean?
Better make a good mind and I'll let you get on.
Were you on stage?
No, but everyone that I met, my friend was like, "This is the girl off the radio," and they'd be like, "Oh my God, you're the one off the radio," and then they kept like just saying, "Oh, make a good mind.
I'll let you get on." Was that on
I'll
as well?
Let you get on.
And how are your men dips?
How are your men dips?
Well, you were like a celebrity in Nottingham that night, right?
Pretty much.
You are loving it, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's not bad, really.
Okay, and when's your first public appearance?
Well, I don't know. It depends when you're going to ask me to, like, duet with you on a DJ set or something.
Do you want to go twos on a DJ set, do you?
Yeah, like, I think that'd be good. I think we could go global if we get together on this.
Okay. Sure. No. Something to think about, isn't it, Hannah?
Yeah,
hey, listen, I've got a new show which you watched over the weekend, so I've given you already Hardcore Porn, which is about a porn shop, PAWN, in Detroit. That's a good one. Also, Lizard Licks Hoeing. Also, Married to Jonas. Also, what else have we done?
Dance Mums. I like Dance Mums.
Dance Mums, of course.
And Storage Hunters. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so another one that I want everyone to watch. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's on in this country at the moment. But
no,
the,
it isn't. It was difficult to find.
But the TV channel that shows them in America, TLC, is opening up here really, like next week or something.
So this is a bit of a like advertisement for it, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say
not
that.
Not an advertisement.
I wouldn't say that.
Definitely not.
But I'm just saying channel's
not
opening.
The BBC, sorry.
Yeah. And that will probably show like Honey Boo Boo and all those great shows that I need to tell you about. Do you know Honey Boo Boo?
No, I.
That's a brilliant one. Right, we'll get you on to review that as well.
Okay.
Firstly, let's get to today's bunch of trash that I like to watch.
So what was this, Scott? What was the show today then?
Show is called Long Island Medium, and it's about a woman called Teresa Caputo. And she lives on Long Island, New York, and she's a medium. She claims to communicate with dead people.
Okay.
And that's it.
And is she a bit of a sort of, is it like Derek Acora sort of thing?
She's quite a character. She's like quite Long Island, you know.
She is a character. Her accent is amazing.
Hang on, Quaffy, like that. And her hair is amazing.
Yeah, it's like a big sandcastle. Do you think that?
Yes, it is. A big hairsprayed sandcastle.
It is a big hairsprayed sandcastle. Same colour, same shape, everything.
So let me just talk you through the show and then Hannah, I'll get your review. So Teresa goes round. I can't believe this has been running for 4 seasons in America. Mm-hmm. Nothing actually happens. But she tells everyone she meets, and I mean everyone, that she is a psychic. Here she is in a coffee shop.
Can I have a iced coffee decaf, please? Just with a little bit of skim milk. I'm a psychic medium, and I don't know what it is, but are you, like, going through a lot?
Now, that was the barista there, just making a coffee. Like, no one ever asks her. She just puts
she just
out
does
there.
It, does she? Whenever she feels right.
Ordering a coffee. Isn't that right, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, she does it wherever she is. I watched one, and she was on a fishing trip, but she got seasick, basically. And she was like, the only way that I can stop being seasick is if I start channeling spirit. So then she, like, turned to one of the, like, crew members, and she's like, has anyone died in your family recently? And she's like, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, I mean,
really good.
She will do it absolutely anywhere. Here she is at the tailor's.
I just wanted to know if I could have this skirt shortened and I just wanted the sleeves taken up on the jacket.
Yes.
Who's Giovanni or Gino? I speak to people that have crossed over.
Okay.
Right, now that guy was just going to take her trousers up. Didn't want to know, did he? But she told him that...
She literally doesn't care who they are or where she is in there straight away, on it, lights on it.
But what about if she was in the gym?
Are you a fireman?
Yes.
Oh my God. Donna!
What?
I'm going to do it. I'm a medium.
There we are. I'm sorry. I'm going to put it out there. She can't help herself. And basically, it's just her in the most weird situations telling people that don't actually want to know. Here she is in the garage.
Hi. My name is Teresa, and I'm a psychic medium. And I don't mean to overstep my boundaries, but I see that your father is present, and I'd like to give you a message from your dad.
Hannah, do you love this show or what?
I loved this show.
Review, please.
I really enjoy it. Do you want a rating?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
9.5.
Oh, you can watch it for hours, I find, but nothing actually happens.
Nothing happens. But it's a sort of programme, like, if you are doing uni work or something like that, you can sit and watch it, because you don't really have to pay attention to it, but it can just be on in the background to have a bit of a laugh to when you need to.
Imagine if, let's say, Teresa was, I don't know, maybe she was at the scene of a car crash. Her daughter's just had a little bump in her car. And bangs into a stranger's car. Imagine that.
Hi, my name is Teresa.
No, wrong one. Here she is. At the scene of the car crash.
There really was no damage done to the woman's car, and Victoria just had a little dent. So, thank God everything was okay.
I'm Teresa, and I'm a medium. I'm able to connect with people that have crossed over.
Here we go again.
You do have quite a bit of energy behind you.
That's her long-suffering husband there. Here we go again. So you loved it, Hannah. Easy to watch.
Yeah. It was really good, easy watching, bit of a laugh. Definitely recommend it.
Okay, I really hope that channel starts showing it because it's awesome.
Yeah, that would be good because it was a bit difficult to find on YouTube and stuff.
Okay, well, listen.
So we can add that to the list now, can we, Scott? Add that to your other weird TV shows.
Add that on, and also next time, Hannah, we'll get you on next week or something. We need to talk about Honey Boo Boo.
Also, is Hannah going to do more film, more TV show reviews then, are we thinking?
I think every time I find a weird new show, Hannah, would you be up for giving it a little review?
I would definitely be up for it.
All right, cool,
definitely, okay. Definitely. Chris, I've got a bit of a question for you, Chris, before you go. I go.
This sounds...
No. I hear that you were DJing at a young farmer's party this summer.
I was.
Yes, he was.
I was at the weekend, in Norfolk.
You never guess what?
What?
I'm a young farmer.
Oh, no.
What are the chances?
Are you?
I actually am.
That's a bit of a rude pal there, Scott.
I thought, like, I'm just really impressed, but I was listening to you earlier and you said about how when you get beer spilt on you at a young farmer's do, it's like a sign of appreciation.
Yes, it is.
Respect.
I'm not sure if that's true. I think maybe you were just getting beer chucked at you.
Yeah, no, I think that as
they
well.
They flick it on you as a sign of affection.
No, they really don't. I don't know what part of the country you're in, but in Somerset that does not happen unless they want you to get off the stage.
Okay,
it was. I'll tell you what, it was a lovely evening with the young farmers. I had a lovely time and look forward to the next one.
I mean, that would be great. You'll have to come down to Somerset sometime and come to the Mendips.
I'd love to come to the Mendips.
Have you ever worn a T-shirt that says young farmers do it in the field? You blatantly have.
No, I've worn a T-shirt that says young farmers do it in wellies.
Right, yeah, good.
Yeah, of course
thought so. Right, Hannah, next time I find a weird TV show, you are on, all right, my love?
Thank you, my love.
All right, I'll let you go.
I'll let you get on. You better make it good, mine.
Okay, then.
Okay, mine.
Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, there's no Dan today. Is it all right for Phil just to come in on his own? I think that's fine.
It won't be the same.
It won't be the same, but we'll manage. So it's Phil off of Dan and Phil.
It sounds quite basic on his own. Do you know what I mean? Because it's quite a lot. Phil.
It's just one of those short names that's not that impressive when you say
I know that sounds terrible, but it's like either Phil or Dan on their own.
I know.
Doesn't sound...
Well, that's why he's Amazing Phil.
Right, okay, well, that helps things.
On the internet, you see? Makes it sound a
bit
better.
Listen, my name's boring. Chris. You know, a lot of people are... Everyone's called Chris, seemingly.
Everybody's called Chris.
I mean, half our team here is called Chris.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
There's so many people...
I might just change my name to Chris. There is a lot of Chris's.
But you need a sort of amazing, you know, or a word beforehand. Like...
Average Chris.
Average Chris. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone's looking well fresh-faced at the moment. Just saw Grimmy come back from his holiday. It looks like he's had a rest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Chris Smith off the news. It looks like he's been on holiday. Is he gonna, like, something's happened there.
What do you mean?
He's been on one of my holidays. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Very fresh-faced.
Do you want me to... Can I be very honest here about something that I tried at the weekend?
Chris Smith off the news I'm talking about. Yeah, go on.
So...
Oh, no. What's this?
So, I got introduced to something called a tanning mist.
Right.
And it was where someone was complaining about how white I looked, Casper White, and they just sprayed me with this spray.
You can't tell. You're still really white.
I was going to ask you, has it had any effect whatsoever?
Absolutely not. No. No.
Because personally, I feel quite bronzed.
Really not. Not in any way.
Now, this spray thing, was this a joke? Or was something that actually exists?
No, it's actually a thing, that, the tanning mist. Chris Smith's definitely been on it.
He does look like a new man.
He looks incredible.
So
I don't know.
Been...
I mean, I'm not taking it away from him. He looks absolutely brilliant. And if that's surgery, I want to know the number.
Oh, but so you're suggesting this might be like one of your holidays?
I don't know. I mean,
I can't believe you've just said that.
He looks
that's
brilliant.
So rude.
It's not rude. He
it's
looks
incredibly
great.
Incredibly rude. You're just suggesting...
It could just be the tan, but he looks tight. Do you know what I mean?
Jeez.
Really good. Whatever you're doing, Chris Smith, do more of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Phil off of Dan and Phil.
Hello, I'm on my own today.
Does it feel weird?
I feel a bit scared and lost.
Don't be scared, it's all absolutely fine. It's just real or no real.
Okay.
Where's Dan?
He is actually making a video with David Mitchell.
Sure, as you do.
Yeah, I think he's secretly replacing me with him.
So why aren't you there?
But you come as a pair.
Yeah.
We do come as a pair, but I think he's branching off for a new sidekick.
No, I hate it when they go solo.
Don't say that, Phil.
David Mitchell's going to be the new Robin, I guess.
I don't like it.
No.
They're always together. It's weird. Anyway, welcome back. Real or No Real is on now. A selection of facts for you. Some real, some really not. You and Chris's job here is to work out which is which. 10 Scott Mills points if you're playing along at home.
The entire crew of Taylor Swift's Red Tour were rapidly mobilised last week when her cat Meredith escaped from the We Are Never Ever 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 Getting Back Together singer's trailer. Taylor and Meredith were eventually reunited after a panicked two-hour separation.
Awful.
Meredith is a good name for a cat.
It's a good cat name.
I like human names for animals.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift... all was going really well, you know, all the millions of people she has with her, and, you know, on set, all fine. But then she gets in the right mood when her cat, Meredith, goes missing. All of the people are instructed to find Meredith.
Yeah.
Or else.
Now, do you remember on The Breakfast Show, I was doing the sort of showbiz news, showbiz roundup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fairly certain this was one of the stories from the week. I can't be sure because it was very tiring, wasn't it? Like, I was quite...
I can't remember what I said, or whose cat it was.
Points of last week were a bit of a blur.
Something involving a cat.
But yeah. I seem to remember a story about Taylor Swift and a cat.
I can imagine Taylor Swift freaking out if she lost her cat.
Absolutely.
And sending her entire entourage to find it.
Get me the cat now!
Yeah. So I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm
going to
go real as well.
That one is real.
Yes, you were right, Chris. Not everything was a blur early mornings last week. And next.
The latest government information campaign in Nigeria is a series of roadside billboards telling people not to gossip and to get back to work.
Okay.
So that's a kind of directive from the Nigerian government.
Mm.
Stop gossiping and get back to work.
I wouldn't think that's one of the most important things that they have to put on a billboard.
Mm.
Stop gossiping.
No, I agree. It doesn't strike you as the most important thing, but brilliant all the same. Like, I think Great Britain could do with a bit of that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Get back to work.
Back to work.
Get a job.
Stop gossiping. Do you know what I mean?
I worked in a stationery store and all people did was gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I made the chocolate orange pyramid, they were gossiping about me. Wasn't as good as when Angela did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Angela.
It's the gossiping bit that I quite like about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But is it actually happening in Nigeria? Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yep. Oh. Massive billboards everywhere telling people to say no to rumour mongers and let's get back to work.
Brilliant.
Good one. I really like
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah. Stop gossiping. Is this one real or not?
Television's Alan Titchmarsh, star of Ground Force, The Great British Winter and The Alan Titchmarsh Show, once posed nude for the Radio Times with only a set of pruning shears to cover his modesty.
Oh.
Think about it.
Horrific mental images.
Think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
Think about it. So, Titchmarsh, there he is.
Nude with shears.
Nude. Ugh, hate that word. Just with a pair of shears to cover his modesty there.
No. I know my mum has a bizarre crush on Alan Titchmarsh.
I think a lot of ladies do.
So I think he'd be my surrogate father if my dad wasn't around.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, so I can't think of him in that way.
Right, okay. So Titchmarsh is there on the Radio Times. Not normally a magazine with that kind of content.
Right,
but on this occasion, they made an exception for Titchmarsh.
But wasn't there one last week, again on Real or No Will, where Graham Norton was nude, I know you don't like the word, covered with two large glitter balls.
Yeah. If this is false, then the person that makes up the Real or No Will fake facts has got something going on in their mind.
But I also think most celebrities have to do one of these nude photos at some point.
Yeah.
And they have to cover up with a relevant thing. So, as I've said, if you were naked in a photo,
right,
it would be a microphone.
It has
or
been.
A compact disc.
Yes.
I'm thinking,
microphone there. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah, I can see that.
Thanks. So, Real or No Real about Titchmarsh?
I think they all have to do it at one point. Shears is the obvious choice. I'm going to go real.
I think that would stop people from buying the paper, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, phew. Didn't happen. Just in his head. Strange, isn't it? And next.
At certain restaurants in America, there is now the option to select your own cow when ordering a beef dish.
Oh, that's incredible if that's true.
I've just got back from America and I didn't see any cows in the restaurant.
No?
No.
Like, because sometimes...
is this like when you...
Some, you can pick a crab.
Yes, in a really posh restaurant. Yeah. Some foreign supermarkets, they seem to like that as well.
Yeah.
I went to this supermarket in France where there was like a fish tank, and then I think you select the crab or the lobster if you're having that.
You like the look of it, and then in it goes.
Yeah.
So can you pick your own cow though in a restaurant?
I'd feel so terrible looking it in the eyes.
Yes,
I wouldn't even pick the crab. They've got little innocent eyes when they look back at you.
Mm. I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. And was featured on an episode of Man vs. Food.
Oh, legend.
I liked him when he came in. He's such a good guy.
The greatest guest we ever... man I've ever met. Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, I'm going to go and say that. The greatest guest I've ever met through this show.
Adam Rickman. I mean, you literally could hear him talk for hours and he's got so many good stories.
Legend.
Yes, that is true. You can pick your own cow. But there's a bit of a delay after you order. There's a few days delay.
Okay.
It's not like I'll have that one, please, that Frisian or whatever it is, and then like 2 minutes, well, half an hour later,
sure,
it's on
sure,
your plate. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up. At the end of that,
it's a draw. 20 all.
Oh yes. Whoa. Is Dan back next week?
He's back next week.
Okay. What's going on? You got any videos for us?
Yeah, we've actually uploaded or are going to upload the entire show onto the Radio 1 website this week. So you can look at it in the Dan and Phil tab. It's quite a good one. We had to put on as many high visibility jackets as we could possibly do.
That's actually harder than it sounded.
It was a lot harder than it sounded. Also, we had Fan Wars, which was Nicki Minaj versus Linkin Park.
Awesome.
Which was a clash of the titans.
So all on the Radio 1 website very soon. The entire Dan and Phil show. If you missed it, if you couldn't watch it last night, it's going to be up there soon. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.
So that was Monday's show. Listen live to Radio 1 between 1 and 4. We're back on tomorrow. Or get this podcast if you miss it with the best bits on it. 1:45 tomorrow, Phil and Alice, Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.